India's Christians note militant Hindu movement, the food crisis in Zambia hits AIDS orphans, and Christians head to Belarus on the Chernobyl anniversary. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in Rajasthan are planning protests throughout the northwestern Indian state because of harassment from Hindu extremists. Operation Mobilization's Kumar Swamy says the problem is spreading countrywide as Hindu nationalists become more vocal.
We as Christians in India, particularly the Dalits, are highly concerned about the development which is taking place in our country. And that's why I'm here basically mobilizing prayers for our nation, such a time as this, particularly all over the world.
Swamy says with a growing number of states pursuing anti-conversion legislation, believers need to pray.
To a certain extent, Christian ministry, gospel preaching has been restricted. To a certain extent, our teams, other Christian agencies, organizations are facing frequent attacks, periodical violence is taking place.
Next, an extreme shortage of cornmeal has Teen Missions International on alert. The shortage is widespread because of poor crop yields and previous harvests. It's forcing many to eat leaves just to stay alive. Unfortunately, the food shortage has hit Teen Missions' AIDS orphan program, says Bob Bland.
In one of our places where we have an AIDS orphan rescue unit, three of the babies had died, had starved to death, and other people were starving. They had not eaten for days, and there is no food in the villages.
Teen Missions needs $25,000 to help their children. According to Bland, this type of ministry earns respect of the people, which is good for evangelism.
It's a matter of earning the right to be heard. And when you've been there, when they are starving to death, and you've brought food, and then you want to show the Jesus film, and you want to share the gospel, they're very open to you because you're the ones that helped them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been 20 years since the Chernobyl nuclear power plant disaster in Ukraine, but people in the region are still suffering. Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, is heading to Belarus with a team on March 31st. GAIN's Tim Byrne says,
and although Chernobyl's nuclear reactor was actually located in Ukraine, the 190 tons of toxic waste that fell from that, about 60 to 70% fell on southern Belarus. And so Belarus really took the majority of the hit.
They'll be helping orphanages, hospitals, schools, and more, and they're doing it through the local church, which gives the pastor credibility.
Some of these pastors might have a hard time getting into orphanages and getting into the hospitals. When we're coming in with a group of Americans who's bringing in just loads of humanitarian aid, well, now all of a sudden that pastor is seen in a different light.
Opening evangelistic doors and future ministry opportunities. And Book of Hope just launched the African version of Godman in Kampala, Uganda. The event was preceded by several community book distributions.
We partnered with one of our key churches there and did a number of book distributions 2 weeks prior to the event, and then did a community outreach of inviting people, not only through school book distribution, but through promotion in the community.
Book of Hope's Carolyn Weber says the response so far has been incredible.
The kids were so excited to see the movie, and they really engaged in the movie. And that was one of the things that we really wanted to do in creating a customized version of the story of Jesus for Africa, was to create it in such a way that children would engage in it and would relate to it.
Weber says because they've engaged in the movie, it's an opportunity for discipleship.
It was awesome to see the kids cheer when something good would happen in the movie, or when Jesus healed somebody, or boo when Satan would come on the screen, and they just really got into the movie. And there was an invitation given at the end of every showing, and 25 to 30% of the kids actually responded and gave their life to Christ in every showing.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.